And Jake Spaulding with you as it's time now for Perry LeCompton Locker Room Chats, the call locker room chat every single week presented proudly by Heinen Repair Service and the First State Bank and Trust in Perry. And I'm talking with head coach Mike Paramore of the Perry LeCompton Cause. And coach, coming off of a week last week where you guys fell to the district champion in the Hayden Wildcats by a final score of 52-16. But the score doesn't really dictate, I guess, the way that that game truly went. As you've had time to look at it, coach, and tell me about what you saw as you look back on that game on Friday night.
Well, I thought we made some progress offensively. I mean, we were able to move the ball and control the clock and do some things. And pleased with our effort there and our offensive output against a good group that's been pretty stingy giving up points all year. So to go out and move the football and be consistent and, right there before half to make it a 22-8 ball game and put a nice drive together. So offensively, felt like we've made some progress and got better, and it was good to see that we were able to play complimentary, threw the football good also. So that gives us a balanced attack. Defensively, we just gave up way too much, and give credit to Hayden. They got a good team, good explosive team, but we got to be better tacklers. We got to be more sound in what we're doing and making sure we're executing our assignment defensively. Because just gave up too many chunk plays and too many big plays that just kept them far enough distance away that we could never cut it back. But I saw some things we can take out of there and build from.
I know not a lot of coaches like moral victories or anything, but for what it's worth, in Hayden's six wins this year, your squad has put up the most points against them in a win for the Hayden Wildcats. And so I think the fact that you've seen your offense in the last few weeks take some big steps in the right direction, as we head into the final week of the season, a final district game for you, we'll talk about that matchup against Hiawatha in the second portion of our interview here. What does it seem to be for you as this team continues to progress on the offensive side of the football?
Well, that's what we want to keep doing. I mean, we're going to stress it, and we keep beating the drum, and it sounds like the same message every week. I get it, but that's who we're going to be. We're going to be consistent. Keep working to get better. Keep trusting what we're doing offensively. We're not just going to go throw stuff out because it isn't perfect right now. We're going to go make it better. And, it takes those moving parts on offense to come together and start, putting everything where they want it to be. And so that's been a nice work in progress, and it's good to see that we continue to get better. Defensively, we just got to get back. We've played pretty good defense most of the year, just way too many breakdowns Friday night. But I think our guys, like I said, came back and practiced good. They're hungry to get that taste out and go see what we can do this week.
That was going to be my follow-up for you, Coach, is the defensive side of the ball for your squad, whether you're looking early in the season against a Roll Valley, a really high-powered offense, or a Sabetha or a Silver Lake. You've seen some games where the defense really stepped up. Is this something that is just a one-off that you're hoping for heading into week number nine?
Well, we want to bounce back, and like I said, we saw some things that we got exposed a little bit, but we played a team that was probably the most balanced explosive that we've seen all year. I mean, we've faced good running teams, we've faced good passing teams, but as far as the balance that Hayden had, they're going to hurt you in all of them. And that really stressed the defense, and they exposed us in a few things. But, again, we got to come back and tackle better, and I think our kids are anxious to go play right and get it right. And they were disappointed we gave up some things because they're going to play hard, but we just got to play better.
And you're hosting Hiawatha this Friday. That'll be a senior night game and a district game, and it's a big-time matchup for placement in the district as well as we head to the postseason. How's the week of practice been for your kids coming off of a game like you had last Friday in preparation for this potential final home game for these guys?
I think they've done a great job. I like what we do. Like I said, we're not going to let them feel bad for themselves. That's just something that's not going to be part of what we do and how we act. And we're going to come out and practice, and we're going to get better. And as long as there's a game on the schedule, we're going to prepare the best we can. We're going to prepare with energy and with enthusiasm and make sure we're as sound as we can be going into that Friday night game.
Friday night's contest, Hiawatha travels to Perry, and the winner of this contest will get the third spot in District 4 in Class 3A. We'll break it down with head coach Mike Paramore after this timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Jake Spaulding back with you as it's time to continue to talk with head coach Mike Paramore of the Perry LeCompton Cause, the call locker room chat proudly presented by Heinen Repair Service and the First State Bank and Trust in Perry. And coach, a matchup this week in Class 3A District number 4 against the Hiawatha Redhawks, and it's a home game. It's senior night for your squad, and a win here gets you that third spot. As you've been preparing for this Hiawatha team, tell me about how the week of practice has gone, and what are you seeing from the Redhawks?
Yeah, an improving team. They get better each week, and have been able to see film because they've played in front of us a couple times. And, you know, with the new coach coming in and installing a new system, it takes time to get that rolling, especially running the flex bone and having the option part of their offense. That takes some time to get in place, and they're starting to do it pretty well. So, you know, going in defensively, we got to be really good to making sure we take care of all phases of defending the option. And it starts with taking away the fullback. You got to make sure you're sound and be disciplined on taking away dive, and from there, trusting keys and going to quarterback, going to pitch. And so, really disciplined defense. As always, you got to trust your key. But this, you know, they can expose you in a hurry because they're going to put you in some spots. So we got to defensively be very sound and we go defending them.
On the flip side, the offense for your team is definitely showing improvement and consistent steps up in the right direction as the season has progressed. This is a Hiawatha team that gave up 500 rushing yards last week against Holton. And do you see an opportunity here for your offense to really kind of get rolling again on Friday night?
No, we just want to keep doing. I mean, like I said, the last couple of weeks, we felt like the offense had a breakout against Jeff West 2 weeks ago, and then, and, you know, continue to do some pretty good things against Hayden, and just see if we can continue to get better, keep executing our stuff at a high level, and eliminate some of those, you know, pre-snap penalties that we've kind of fallen into early in the year, and keep those away from us, and just go out and stay locked in and execute what we do, both throwing the ball and running the ball.
And I know that this is something that, as a seasoned vet coach that you are, it's one game at a time, but is there a high importance to get this win this week to ensure you guys slotted into that three spot compared to that four?
Well, I think the ramifications that come out of the win are huge, but you know, I want to just make sure we go out and play well with our seniors. This is a senior night for them. That's a special time, and we talked about that this week. You know, how they're going to remember this stuff for a long, long time, and how it's a special time in your life to play high school football. And this might be their last time to play a home game, and you want to make sure it's a good one, you have a good memory, and finish it out right. So just taking care of business and doing what's ready for us on the schedule. And that's playing Hiawatha and going out and playing good. And we all understand. I mean, the kids aren't down there looking to of what's next. And obviously who wins this game is going to be in a better spot in the bracket. But when we talk about, you know, take care of what we can take care of and the rest of it fall in place.
We alluded to this last week in our interview, Coach, and it was you just mentioned it briefly, but being this could potentially be the final home game for these kids, what's that mean for these kids, for the fans to show up and show out, for them to have a great crowd on hand and a great community supporting them?
Yeah, we've had great support. I mean, we've had people come out, and that's why, you know, one of the great things about being here, it's important, and they'll come out and support. And we told our kids this is a night for them, but it's also a night for them to, when they walk out there with their parents, to, you know, make sure you tell them you love them. And, you know, you didn't get here without them. I mean, all the things they've sacrificed and they've done for you to have you be able to play high school football and all the other things that they've allowed you to do as you're growing up and hitting your senior year of high school. You know, make sure you appreciate them and say thank you for those things that have happened along the line and kind of get that perspective of there's a lot more involved you playing than just you. There's a lot of people that went into that love you, support you, and, you know, take that into mind as you're preparing to play that last home game.
Coach, I said it last week, and I'll just reiterate it again. I mean, you are one of the best that I know that make it more than just football for these kids. So thank you for being who you are, and good luck and good health to you this Friday. We'll chat with you again next week.
I appreciate it, Jake. Thank you. Always good talking to you.
All right. Coach Mike Paramore of the Perry LeCompton Cause on this week's Kyle Locker Room Chat, proudly presented by Hunt and Repair Service and the First State Bank and Trust in Perry.